On December 18, 1933, after two miscarriages, Lily gave birth to Diane Marie Disney. Walt was thrilled. Now he really had it made. Based on the success of Mickey Mouse, he was able to afford a large house and an expensive hobby, polo. So what did Walt do? Risk it all by making Snow White, the world's first feature-length cartoon. Roy was dubious, but Walt was, as always, confident.
This little fellow is bashful. He's secretly in love with Snow White.
In January 1937, Walt's family expanded again when he and Lily adopted two-week-old Sharon Mae Disney. On December 21st, 1937, Snow White opened. It was a smash, and Walt started moving forward on three other features: Pinocchio, Fantasia, and Bambi. Flora and Elias moved to California, and the family celebrated their 50th anniversary together. The studio had grown way beyond the days when the staff was a close-knit group and Walt was familiar with each artist's work. Organizers led many staffers out on strike. Walt believed all his life that the strike was encouraged by communists outside of the studio.
When he pulled the strike, the first people to put me, to smear me and put me on the unfair list were all of the commie front organizations.
During the strike itself, he went on a South American goodwill tour, in part to escape the unpleasantness at home. Just 2 months later, the United States was plunged into war. The military took over much of Walt's studio. Walt spent most of the next several years contributing to the war effort, including educational films for the public.